case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What the hell happened to you? Where were you yesterday, by the way, with a half-shaven beard, Gibbons?
I was at Walmart yesterday, good. Okay? With a half-shaven beard, with one functioning shoe on, and for the first time in a long time, I was embarrassed to go out in public.
Uh-huh.
So yesterday I decided today's the day. I'm gonna shave off my beard. I'm gonna groom. I'm gonna get all good, right?
It was so What
prompted you to do that, by the way? Was it you getting sick of it? Was it getting like sweaty and gross? Or was it your girlfriend that was like, this thing's disgusting, get rid of it?
It was getting sweaty and gross. Yesterday was so hot, my beard was actually sweating and there were sweat beads on the beard. And I was like, yo, that's enough.
Yes.
So I pick up my clippers, my little beard trimmer, and it starts up and I get like 2 seconds into it.
Wait, you tried to shave the thing without trimming it first?
Yeah, my clippers are always real good. Whoa.
Your hair was way too long to not trim it, dude.
Gibbons, I can't grow a beard of that size, and I know that I would use scissors first just to trim it down and then shave it.
Well, guess what?
I did not
use logic. Is anybody surprised here? No.
No.
So I start to use the clippers break. I'm like, oh, God, now I got to go to the store. My face is literally a third of my face is shaved. I have a giant beard up top. I got a giant beard on the bottom left half, bottom right half, nice and clean, right? I'm like, all right, I got to go to Walmart looking like this. Damn it.
So what were you going to get?
I had to get a beard trimmer. I got I forget the name of the brand, but just a beard trimmer, an electric beard trimmer.
And what were you using before you went to Walmart?
Another electric beard trimmer that broke because I had so much damn hair.
And it wasn't just clogged?
No,
like when you're mowing a lawn and the grass is too high, it'll get like stuck a little bit. But if you tip it over and like kind of get some of the grass out with a stick or something.
Tried to unclog it. I changed the batteries on it. The damn thing was dead.
No, you killed it.
So before I go to Walmart, right?
Your bush killed it.
Seriously. Before I go to Walmart, I got to pick up my shoes and put my shoes on, right? I pick up my shoe and the tongue to my shoe falls out. I've never seen this before.
What?
Oh my God, it happens to my kids every third day. The tongue of the shoe falls out.
Like physically rips out.
Yes, every day I'm putting them back in.
How do you put it back in when it's...
The tongue of a shoe?
Yeah.
You slide it back in.
No, he's talking about the top part that goes on the top of your foot.
I was thinking the insert.
No, it's the sole.
The tongue part.
Like, the tongue part.
The tongue to my shoe falls out. So now I gotta go to Walmart.
That happens.
Were they old shoes?
They were like 6 months old, which I've had other shoes for years. It never happened. I've
never heard of a tongue falling out of a shoe. Yeah.
So I walk into Walmart. My beard is a quarter shaved. I got one functioning shoe, and I felt like everybody there was looking at me. And I have been searching people of Walmart all morning long to see if I'm on that website. I'm not on it yet.
I'm on it right now. There's a guy with a camo shirt, and he's got a hole in his pants. He's not wearing underwear.
I just felt like everybody was looking at me because I'm in there just all disheveled.
Not at Walmart, they weren't.
There's a woman with a yellow shirt and purple pants and a purple weave that goes all the way down to the floor.
You know where I was yesterday? I stopped at Sendix and I giggled as I pulled into the parking lot because I don't go there that often because, you know, it's a little more expensive.
Yeah.
And I go there for specific items and I looked around the parking lot and was laughing at all the cars because you'll never see like the same cars at a Walmart. Like you go to Sendix, they're all nice cars.
Fact.
Yeah.
Because
Lexus.
We all know why. Mm-hmm. And then you go to Walmart, it's like the real people like us.
Yeah.
Honda Civics.
Who aren't stay-at-home moms all day at Sendix with their BMWs.
And then I got so into my beard that I just went and shaved my head and gave myself a haircut.
Oh, you got rid of all of it.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
Oh, you shaved? Wait.
You did that yourself?
I did this myself.
Why did you do the top?
Yeah.
I was just like, you know what? I'm in my zone now. I'm shaving. I'm just going to buzz it off just on a whim.
But you didn't buzz it off. You left just enough to make yourself look a little bald.
I wasn't going to bick it, and I know I'm bald. Everyone knows I'm balding up top, but I just wanted to shave it off.
There's no way you meant to shave that much off top.
100%.
On purpose?
Do you believe him?
100%.
Were you crying while you did it?
Like, not at all.
I could see you doing that.
Not at all.
Anytime I imagine somebody shaving their head, they're crying. Go.
Although I showed my girlfriend, she goes, "Are you all right? Are you going through something? You just shaved off your beard and shaved your head randomly. Are
life
you
changes?
Okay?
Everything all right?"
But you didn't shave your head. That's why it's so funny because you left just
and
enough.
Like, you turn around because
enough.
Please, Allie, look at the back of his head because you can tell he did it himself. Look at the back. You can see it's a little bit longer down at the bottom where
Jesus.
He couldn't reach it.
He's got like a V in the back.
He does.
He's got like a V
right where you couldn't reach it in the back. You can tell.
This is the start of a mullet. mullet, I think. I might have to do a little, business in the front, little party in the back.
Don't
huh?
do it. No. I got a fake mullet once, and it was a bad idea.
All right.
And mullet, oh, my God, when he turns, I see. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
See?
I never thought. Allie looks more disgusted than she looked yesterday when
I'm
I had the big beard.
I'm trying to be
beard.
Nice, but I can't, you know, I can't. I keep it real, dude. You look crazy.
We're going to put
a picture of the back of your hair right now,
I'm going to get a nice little rotating video of you and put it on our Instagram. 1037 Kiss FM. You can go see it in like 3 minutes.
Good, because I don't know what the
He's
back of it looks
tail.
Like.
I gotta see him a tail. What the hell?
It's the beginning of a mullet.
Haters
right.
gonna hate y'all. Yep.
Whatever.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.